Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate. I am not a financial advisor, just a gamer speculating. And this episode, we are going to be having an update talk on Thetan Arena, which just released last week. I've gotten to play this game a decent amount in the last few days, and I want to let you know what the earning mechanics are looking like and how the gameplay is early on. Secondly, I also want to get into Gala Games, which has had just a crazy last month, both for their token price and their earnings potential. So listen in for that after we get through Thetan Arena. So lots of news there. First though, let's start with Thetan Arena, which is available both on mobile and PC. Right off the bat, for mobile players, this is hands down the best mobile blockchain game available right now, and it's not even close. I'm super impressed with how they ported this to mobile. It plays great, super smooth. Graphically, this game is really good, and like I said, runs very smoothly. Their servers have been getting a little overrun a bit because they've had over 1 million downloads in 1 week. Yeah, that is a super crazy number and not seen very often, and it's absolutely well deserved. Gameplay-wise, this is actually a lot of fun to play, with there being a few different game modes from Tower Defense, Team Deathmatch, and Battle Royale. These all require some different strategies, with Battle Royale being particularly frustrating for me. So gameplay-wise, definitely check it out, because technically it is free to play, play to earn, because they do give you free heroes, and it's absolutely worth it, because just for the fun factor, I've really enjoyed this MOBA. Now with that in mind, let's talk about the earning mechanics because, like I said, it's technically free to play, play to earn. If you try to earn with just the free heroes, you're going to be in for a really long slog, and dollar per hour wise, it's definitely not worth your time. The only way to earn with free heroes is to gain a ton of experience on the battle pass and also to win a lot. Many of you may be saying, well, I'll just cash out whenever I gain some THC token. Well, actually, the minimum withdrawal is 750 THC tokens, which will take you a super long time to reach as a free player. Currently, THC is going for around 50 cents, so that does translate into $350, but how long it takes you to get there with free heroes is anyone's guess. So if you don't want to invest in a free hero, don't expect to be cashing out big bucks anytime soon. Now, that may change when quests, reward rankings, guilds, and tournaments start up, but for now, you're really only playing for the fun of it if you haven't invested at all. Now, for people who have purchased heroes, it's a totally different story. You will absolutely reach that 750 THC threshold, even without special events. Now, this is true because premium heroes give you THC for every match you play and reward you more when you win. However, I really want to address the main grumbling that I hear from people on Discord about. Yes. Premium heroes have a battle limit for earning THC, so you can only earn a certain amount of THC, and then you will no longer be able to earn THC every game for that hero forever. After you reach that threshold, these characters will not be much different from free heroes other than being able to participate in special events. Now let me get into why this is not a problem, and also a really good thing. First off, your battle limit for earning THC will earn you way more money than what you paid for your hero. It's not even close. Even if THC crashes a ton in price, you will still earn more with it than you put into it for your hero. This right here should be more than enough for people, but there are even better mechanics and more reasons to be excited. If you upgrade your hero, the battle limit completely resets, so it's almost like your hero is completely brand new, but better equipped for battle. Once more, you can also upgrade with currency you earn in-game, so even once you reach your battle limit, you can upgrade and then start completely over again. There is really no reason for people to be complaining about this mechanic, as it's not like it has come out of left field. The developers have been super upfront about this the whole time. Next, your premium heroes also get to take part in special events, and who knows how great those rewards are going to be, but it's just another reason why premium heroes are a good investment. Now, more onto the economics of heroes having a battle limit. If the heroes did not have a battle limit, there would be absolutely no reason to buy new heroes and circulate the economy. If people don't spend money on new heroes, the economy will start collapsing, just sort of like Axie Infinity's token has. I think this team really knows what they are doing and have a good idea on how to keep this economy rolling. Lastly, and this doesn't matter much to people who plan on playing with their heroes, the floor price for heroes is higher than what you will have paid for them originally. Right now, common heroes, which costed $100 originally, right now the cheapest one on the marketplace is going for $155. Epic heroes, which costed $200, have a floor price of $371. And legendary heroes, which costed $1,000, currently have a floor price of $2,900. So if you are unhappy with the mechanics, you can just sell the hero back and make a quick profit right now and be done with Thetan Arena, even though I think that's a bad idea. So right now, after 1 week of gameplay, I would say this is a really great game to jump on, and the earning potential is really good with premium heroes. When more events come online, it's only going to get even better, so this has my highest endorsement right now. However, if you are a free-to-play player, do not think that you are going to make much money, because you won't. This review is more spouting off how good of an investment it is if you spend some money and time on premium heroes. Alright, with Thetan Arena out of the way, I want to talk a little bit about Gala Games. Now, the last time I talked to you about Gala Games, their token was going for about 4 cents. Well, since then it has shot up as high as 79 cents, so times 20, and right now it has been holding at about 50 cents, a little bit above, for a while now. So this is just incredible. Tons of people who got into this coin when it was below 1 cent earlier this year have literally made millions of dollars and have had their lives changed. It simply goes to show how blockchain gaming can really transform gamers' lives. I also believe this platform is nowhere near done. They still only have one game playable with a ton more on their roadmap, with that one game being Townstar currently. As far as the other games on their roadmap, Spider Tanks is having its full release soon. It's a MOBA, and they actually just had a huge tournament for node owners in Seoul. This game has a lot of hype behind it. But in addition to that, Gala also has Mirandus, an RPG, with tons of their NFTs selling out. They also have Echoes of Empires, a space strategy game with NFTs selling out, and also a tower defense game, which actually not a lot is known about yet. On top of all of this, everything that's in development, they also have their Galaverse conference coming up this month, with Imagine Dragons actually playing for them. That's just super cool. More news is bound to come out at that conference. So while all of this is great, one of the aspects that most people should be paying attention to is their one playable game, Townstar. Gala recently released their new token called Towncoin, which added a new play-to-earn mechanic to this game. If you own NFTs in Townstar, you can earn Towncoin daily just by playing for a few minutes even. I actually already had 4 NFTs for Townstar, so this has been a completely passive earning mechanic for me, with my 4 NFTs earning 33 Towncoin daily. Now, Towncoin is currently going for $1.98, so I'm pretty much earning $66 a day passively with Towncoin. I believe this is probably going to keep going up, as when it released a few weeks ago, it was only going for 28 cents. So that just makes this a really great opportunity for players. Now, NFTs for Townstar are currently priced so that it takes roughly 200 days for you to earn back your investment. But with Towncoin continuing to rise, it could be much sooner than that. Also, let's not forget that NFTs will definitely help you win Gala in their weekly competition, which pays out the top 400 players weekly. With Gala being at over 50 cents, if you take 400th place, which is super doable, even without NFTs, you will win 100 Gala, which translates into $50, which is pretty good. The top place actually earns you 5,500 Gala, which translates to $2,750. But those guys up top have this meta down like crazy, so chances are you're not going to be competing for the top 10 places. So there are a ton of reasons to be super bullish on Gala Games, and this is actually one of my biggest holdings. They even have a new NFT drop for Mirandus coming out soon, so be sure to check that out. I will put a link down in the show notes for Gala's website and Discord, which is super active. And just a note, this is a referral link, so if you would like to help support the podcast, I would greatly appreciate it if you signed up with it. Alright, that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. It means a lot and also helps to grow my channel. You can also follow me on Twitter and on Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing or what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!